And that is recording. All right, we're going to smack it to give it a...
October 1st.
November.
Nah, November 1st. One of those things.
Smack.
Alrighty, so, okay, Ash and Stars playtest. We have character sheets.
Hooray.
Who would like to be the pilot?
Me.
Okay.
Oh, is it the game control?
You're the pilot. Who would like to be the systems officer, effectively Scotty?
I'll be Scotty.
You're Scotty. The two of you have a choice between the strat code, the strategic coordinator, effectively the ship's business officer, and the weapons officer.
I want to be weapons.
Okay, you are a 7-foot-tall battle-trained locust.
Awesome.
That bugs me.
I'm sorry, life is tough all over. Okay, take a quick look at those. So here's how this system works. At its heart, you need exactly 1d6, and that is it. Over on the... Yes, exactly. Over on the right-hand side, you can see general abilities. Over on the left-hand side, you can see investigative abilities. The thing that makes this cool is that when you're actually investigating mysteries or problems or what have you, if you have any points whatsoever in an investigative ability, you can just do it if you tell me you're doing it. So, for instance, if you happen to know how to use sensors, you say something like, technobabble, haha, I am scanning the planet for life forms. And then I go blah and give you a big chunk of clue. So as far as the stuff on the left-hand side is, if you have it, tell me you want to use it and you can use it. On the right-hand side are the general abilities. The way that includes things like health and shooting people and scuffling and fixing stuff, all these things. And you'll see there's numbers next to them in your rating. What you do on a D6, in general, you succeed if you roll a 4 or more. For every point you spend off of one of your general abilities that's relevant, you add 1 to that D6. So, for instance, Tim, you are the, what are you? You're the systems guy, right?
Yes.
Okay. So, let's say that the warp core flux capacitor has shorted out and you're trying to figure out what is wrong with it.
Right.
You would tell me, I want to make a systems design roll to figure out what's, and then I would say, do you want to spend any points? And you say,
sure.
How many points would you like to spend?
1.
Okay. Roll a D6. Okay, you rolled a 4. You add 1 for the 1 point, so you would get a 5. You would be successful in figuring out what was wrong with it. You would cross off your 10 down there under systems design and write in a 9 instead.
Got it.
Got it? Okay, good.
Can I ask a question?
You may ask a question.
Is there any difference between the bolded abilities and the unbolded abilities?
Yes, I am absolutely sure there is.
I was going to say, how come I'm the only one that didn't have bolded abilities?
Yes, I am.
Oh, that's what you don't.
I am.
That wasn't a comment on your character.
I am positive there is, and I bet they're really important. Let me just see real fast. You're the wrench and systems officers. Yeah, that's a superb question. I believe that, actually, let me see the, can I see yours for a second?
Did your printer have problems for that?
No, it's not a printer thing.
My general abilities are on the bottom left.
Because you tend to spend your time ripping things apart. You have 4 arms. Did you know that?
No.
That's a lot of arms.
It is a lot of arms.
That's right, exactly.
I also want to know what that migrate, whatever it is, there is.
Kevin, I have 4 arms.
So the answer is, in general abilities, if you're using a bolded ability, you add 1 to your... You add 1 to your total after you roll the dice.
So okay. Automatically
yeah.
Get
yes, you automatically get plus 1.
Oh, yes. Then that's permanent across using that. I don't have to spend anything to use that?
Right, that's it, yes. So you look like that.
So is migrate consciousness like mind meld?
Migrate consciousness is you're a giant carnivorous locust. Also, you're hard to kill. If you have in your ship, you have a couple basically egg sacs, and if somebody kills you, you can try to make a migrate consciousness roll to migrate your consciousness into one of the egg sacs, and then you hatch anew in a few hours.
Awesome.
Sooner or later, your planet is going to be in trouble because they're going to have to exterminate you because you were bred for war in the great battle that ended about 7 years or so ago, and a entire planet of incredibly powerful, trained, carnivorous locust creatures who aren't easy to kill.
Sounds awesome.
Yeah, but it's not a problem yet, so.
We're going to use you to check for traps.
Just like our normal game.
Exactly. All right. So a couple questions. First of all, name your ship.
The Biannual Sparrow.
The Biannual Sparrow.
It's not quite as good as a Millennium Falcon, but it's pretty good.
That's absolutely correct. All right. Give yourself a name. Chris, you are a Kuchik. That's your race. Kuchiks have names that are two consonants and a dash and two other consonants. So, s-z or t-k-t-k. You should feel free to name yourselves and tell me what your names are.
Mine's Zikta.
Zikta?
Oh, Zikta.
Okay. Zikthas are Gunner. Excellent. Tim, what do you have?
James Murtaugh.
And you are the Stratco.
Yes, I'm the Scotty.
Yes. Are you the Wrench?
I'm the Wrench.
You're the Wrench, that's right, yes. Chris?
Gary Nichols. I'm an accountant.
You're like the Indiana Jones of accountant. Leah?
Hayden Lane.
Excellent. All right, and you're the pilot.
I'm the pilot.
All right, excellent.
And then there's Finny.
Yes, everything is, all the red lights are flashing. And there's sparks coming out of one of the panels nearby. Your ensign looks worried. Sir, it's worse than we thought. The alien shuttle pierced the side of the ship. We've locked off oxygen loss, but something's alive down there. It's loose. It's in the engine room, and then suddenly something, the whole ship shakes as something explodes. And the alarms start blaring all over again. And I think it's trying to sabotage us. Okay, so the Biannual Sparrow is in a rapidly decaying orbit around planet Chan 3, and the ship is not going to be able to survive entry into the atmosphere. You have at least 3 goals in the next few minutes before everybody on the board dies. Diagnose and fix the sabotage, capture or destroy the alien threat which is on board, and find out if it's left any surprises, and pilot the ship out of danger.
Okay.
All right. Go.
Okay, what do these things do? What does biosignatures...
So biosignatures will let you scan and see and pick up life forms. So, for instance, if you were on Star Trek and they were scanning the hold for biosignatures, they would find, you know, a whole bunch of triples.
Right.
Yes.
What about a battle console?
So a battle console is what you would use in a fight against another ship.
Okay.
Yes. So we are currently split up into 3 pieces. The pilot is alone up in the bridge. The 3 of you, the Wrench, the Stratco, and the weapons officer, are down in the cramped area underneath the engine bays.
So did we feel the ship shudder?
All right, so in fact, you feel that the whole ship is shaking, yes. You're coming down the hallway right now, and off to your left, you can see the shimmering from the force fields. There's some kind of twisted wreck of an alien probe, which has actually burrowed its way through the hull and lies half in and half out of the ship.
All right, Hayden, you find out where that thing of damage is. You kill it. So he doesn't need to seal off the damage anymore. It's automatically sealed off.
Yes, it has already been sealed off for the purposes of this.
But we're pushing that parasite out of my ship.
What if there's something useful on board that?
We're getting it off my ship first, then we can deal with that.
Whose ship?
My
ship. So
the captain's ship.
Thanks, you are.
So what
we
does
might
holo
be able to turn
surveillance
a profit from this
do?
After all.
Holo surveillance.
We need the force fields turned off for us to be able
and
to
I want
through.
To do biosignatures to see if I can detect what.
Oh, I just asked
okay.
you to do that. How'd you know?
Excellent.
We're in the hallway right next to it. We can see it through the force fields.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, we can see the shuttle. Can we
see
the creature?
We can see the shuttle.
In 2 seconds. But, so you can't. You don't know where the creature is.
Yeah. Find that sucker.
Holo surveillance. To answer your question,
mm-hmm.
You gain information by planting hidden recording devices and then reviewing the results. Hey, who knew?
Probably not the right one for this.
So a couple problems immediately present themselves.
Mm-hmm.
One is. You're headed on a crash course into the planet.
Okay.
Two is The ship is shaking uncontrollably as it's beginning to enter atmosphere.
All right, so I want to do something called helm control.
Okay.
Does that sound right?
That sounds like an excellent idea. First, I think, why don't you make me an astronomy? Do you have astronomy?
I do.
All right, you have astronomy? Mm-hmm. Excellent. It's a technical ability.
Yep. No.
So you don't even have to roll for it. You just have to tell me if you want to use it.
I'm using it.
Okay, so you see a couple things. One is that... one last thought. For your technical abilities or your investigative abilities, if you spend a point in those, it gives you a permanent advantage for the rest of the game. So, for instance, if you have the interpersonal skill flirting and you spend your flirting point, that person has probably fallen in love with you and will be more than happy to help you out.
Okay.
Okay, so so you have with astronomy, you can see you have a couple choices. You could possibly skip the ship up off the surface of the planet, the atmosphere of the planet, a little bit like skipping a rock across a lake.
Right.
That could conceivably work. You could also try to get yourself on a course that doesn't involve the ship shuddering quite so much, which would make it easier for everybody else to move around the ship. Your choice is what you want to do first, if either of those.
I know what I want to do.
Okay.
I want to skip it.
All right. Well, fair enough. That sounds like an excellent idea. Okay. In that case, make me a helm control roll.
And I tell you how many of these I'm spending?
Yes, you do.
A two.
Okay.
That's a three.
All right. So you rolled a three. Three plus two is
five.
This is difficult, and in fact, the target number was five exactly. Good choice. Excellent. All right. So the ship comes screaming down. You can see the front end of it starting to heat up, and you just slap it at exactly the right angle. There's a huge impact. All of you make an acrobatic athletics roll, please. Athletics. Over on general, and tell me before you roll if you're spending any.
I am spending a point.
Okay.
I am also spending a point.
Okay.
I'm going wild.
I rolled a six as well.
Six.
I'll spend a point.
Okay.
Six.
All right. Okay, so you guys both rolled sixes and spent 1 point, as did you.
Mm-hmm.
You're all strapped in. You grab a hold of something. You're totally fine. Chris, how'd you do?
Four?
Okay. For you, you're thrown back and forth, not enough to take damage. Up on the bridge, an ensign goes flying over one of those panels, screaming. Ends up crashing face first onto the ground. Okay. So, however, that's going to give you guys an additional 10 rounds before the ship crashes and everybody dies. Nice. That's a good sign. So, let's skip down into the...
Wait, real quick. So I can... Did we know what kind of creature was coming aboard?
You do not know what kind of creature.
So we can see its shuttle?
You can see its shuttle.
Can I use a combination of xenoculture and forensic anthropology to know what race this thing is?
Absolutely. Xenoculture is what you want.
All right.
Okay. So you, and you have xenoculture?
I do.
Excellent. Superb. This is a penetrating shuttle from a race called the Jaggers. Jaggers are what are called...
They're monsters.
They, in fact, are monsters. They are Class K aliens. There are seven general types of alien races that are recognized to be people. And then there are some which are pretty much exterminated on sight. This thing is one of them. What their general modus operandi is they send out small shuttles to penetrate other ships. They penetrate their security. They burrow in. They sabotage. They disable. And before very long, the mothership appears on the edge of the horizon, comes in, and swarms over any survivors.
Is there any value in these shuttles?
Not particularly. You could probably get some scrap value out of it, but it's not...
Kick it out.
All right, I'm going to use forensic engineering to figure out the best way to get it out without ripping the ship apart.
Fantastic. Okay, you have a couple choices. Tell you what,
Do I make a roll for this? It's a technical thing.
You don't have to make a roll. No problem. You have automated... So there's some automated force field systems you could probably manipulate to do this. You have basically automated forklifts.
Mm-hmm.
That could do this, as well as sort of, you know, human-sized loader devices. And there's robotic grappling systems, basically robotic, crane systems that you could probably use to haul stuff.
What does the skill kinetics do?
That is bullet angles and weapon angles. For instance, if you wanted to bounce your ship off of... if you wanted to bounce your ship off of several...
Atmosphere skipping.
Yes, off of several meteorites, then you would probably use kinetics. If you wanted to figure out where somebody was when they shot at you, that'd be kinetics.
I want to use the crane system.
Okay.
Might figure a better way
to get this out.
That makes sense. That is probably, let's say that that is a systems repair role, I suspect.
Great. I'm going to spend 2 points.
Okay. Can I use sense trouble to see if I think that there's been any kind of booby trapping done?
Absolutely. That's an excellent idea.
All right. I'm going to use one of my sense trouble points.
Okay.
Should I wait for that?
If you want to.
I will.
All right. I rolled a 6. It's bolded, so that makes it a 7.
Uh-huh.
And then I'm spending a point, so that makes it an 8.
Yeah. Did you say you were spending 2 points?
No, I said I was spending one point.
Okay,
but,
got it.
But I have it bolded, so that makes
excellent.
It a 2nd point.
So right where James is right at it with his forklift, and you realize that, in fact, yes, the entire front end is booby-trapped.
James, wait!
All right.
There is some sort of a biotic bomb is on there that should it be shoved without it being disarmed, the chemicals will combine and it will probably turn into both an explosion of heat and noxious gas.
So does my explosive devices technical skill allow me to disarm that bomb?
Absolutely does, yes.
So can I ask now, if somebody is doing a skill roll and you have that general ability, can you give them a point?
You cannot. There are rules for being able to give somebody a point by helping them. And if you want to do that, I will totally look up how that works.
But this is a technical skill, it's not a general.
No,
ability.
Yeah, because the sense trouble thing I was thinking.
So the answer
about
is
that.
Yes,
okay.
you can try to help somebody if you want to.
Okay, that's just general.
Okay, so you found it. Want to make an explosive roll? How many points?
Well, so it's a technical skill, so I thought I
oh, yeah, okay.
It.
So that is correct. So no problem. You should be able to do this. Do you want to eat it? You could probably eat it. It looks really good, and you haven't eaten anything in a little while. You don't have to if you don't want to.
I think I'm going to disarm it and save it for later.
Okay, that sounds just fine.
You don't want me to use my preparedness to whip out the hot sauce?
And in fact, with preparedness, if you don't have a tool with you, you can use it to...
whip out hot sauce.
Yes. That is exactly what it's for. Okay, so you successfully disabled the bomb. You can shove that out
of
you.
I'm going to systems repair that.
Yep.
And I was spending 2 points.
Yep.
And that's, so that was a 5 plus 2, and this is bolded, so that's plus another 1, so that's 8.
Fantastic, okay. I sure hope that I'm correct on how that rule works with the bolding, but I'm 90% sure I am.
Sense.
Yes. Okay.
It's 7 without
it. So did we
it.
Do a bio scan to
no,
see
not,
what this is?
Nope, not yet. We'll do that in just a second.
We were busy getting rid of the ship first.
Yes, yes. Okay, so you are, so you successfully managed to shove it through, the force field seal themselves as it's out, and now it is no longer sitting there poking into your ship.
Great.
Superb. You hear an explosion from right down the hallway over where the engine room is. So let's flip back to you up in the up in the cockpit. You now have bought the crew an additional 10 rounds, basically an additional minute of safety, which hopefully will be enough time for them to deal with this problem before you can haul them out. The ship is still shuddering pretty badly. So you have a choice. You can scan for life forms. You can get the ship under control.
Oh, okay.
Whichever you think is more important first.
Why don't we get the ship under control first?
You sure?
Yeah.
Life
form? Okay.
All right.
She's the captain.
Yeah. No, actually,
I'm not the captain. I'm just the pilot.
That's right. I'm actually the captain.
Yeah. Oh. Well, did you yell up at me to scan for life forms and figure out what this was?
Yeah.
Okay. Then that's
you're out of
I
your seat.
then I would obey my orders.
Okay. Excellent.
I thought you were just the captain.
That's what I thought too.
There's actually no captain.
Genetic and closest thing to a captain it has.
Yes, because there's actually no captain. It's designed. You're designed almost like a corporation. You guys are freelance. What you are freelance law enforcement officers, but you currently have other problems. Yeah. So he thinks he's the captain. You sometimes humor him.
We're
right.
Like a corporation.
Yeah, and
I'm
actually
a
that would
because
I'm
totally
more pissed at whoever damaged my ship than I am at getting it under control. No, I'm sorry.
Yeah, but whatever it is,
so
is blowing up.
I would
things
do biosignatures. So
okay.
How do I do that?
Okay, that sounds fine. Is that that's an investigative
skill? It's an investigative skill.
Okay, you just have to
it.
Give me the line of technobabble that tells me what you're doing.
Oh, well, there's a big blue button on my dashboard
uh-huh.
that then, like, sends a green laser ray throughout the entire ship going zzz.
Oh, nice. Yeah, that's good. Yeah.
And everything it pops over, it says what it is if it doesn't recognize that it should be there.
Fantastic. You don't even have to roll a... you do not have to roll for that. You scan the ship, and from down in engineering and down underneath the engine bay, you come up with one life sign. It is the race identifies as a Jagger, which is an alien a Class K alien race. There's a big thing flashing underneath it that says, eliminate, 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 eliminate. Okay. Something comes up on the screen that lists to... an organization not about 4 days travel away, which will pay you a bounty for killing this thing. And you're showing up on your screens. Your looks like additional damage to your engine systems are being done even as you sit here.
Okay, so I announce that it's a Jagger and it's destroying the engine room.
Yeah. You know,
over the loudspeaker.
Exactly. You can tell them exactly where it is. It's, okay. It's right over.
So if it's under the engine room, is there like a floor plate I can lift up and drop down and go under?
That I can lift up and drop down and go I'm the one with the gun.
Well, I was having you go obvious way. Either way, I don't care.
Okay, yes.
Well, I'm the one that I'm good at scuffling and good at shooting, so.
Me too.
Okay.
You can certainly do that. So as you guys come down. As you come down the. Come down the corridor. So you're not sure exactly where it is. What you can see is that there's a panel ahead of you, and the panel has tubes and wires ripped out of it, and it is just spraying sparks left and right.
Fix that.
Yeah, I want to reroute the baryonic flow.
All right, so,
so it doesn't explode.
Okay, got it. Does anyone who has sense trouble want to make me a sense trouble roll?
Your turn.
Sure. I'll spend a point.
Okay.
That gives me 4.
That gives you 4.
That gives me use that point.
Should he use more?
Okay, got it. So you you walk over to it to reroute the baryonic flow.
Yes.
It is dark in here except for the flashy red lights and the sparks.
At least the preparedness to give him my flashlight.
I have a flashlight with my preparedness. It's fine.
Okay, well, make me a preparedness roll first. That's fine.
I didn't spend a point.
You didn't spend any points?
But I have it bolted, so it might be a 4.
Oh, that'll give me 4. Sure, I'll say you have a flashlight. Absolutely. Which means that you're able to see as the creature reaches down from the shadows above this and rips a chunk out of your shoulder.
Ow.
Maybe. I'm rolling on scuffling.
Do I need to roll on scuffling?
You do not need to roll on scuffling. No, I rolled to hit you, and I sure as heck succeeded.
You're scuffled.
Do I get to reach in and grab it with my scuffling? That's
it. So we will... Do that. All right, so you took a minimum of damage. Take 2 points off your health.
All right.
Okay, so at this point, I would like everybody to please make me another athletics roll as the ship shudders and...
I'll spend another point.
I need another point.
Yeah.
That's what I wanted for you.
You got 5. Oops. I rolled a 2. I have a total of a 2.
All right.
I have a total of 7.
A total of 7?
6.
Okay, so the 3 of you are okay. Anything you're going to try to do in the next round is going to be tough as you're being thrown back and forth up in the cockpit.
Okay.
Alrighty, so you've just come up and it has just reached down to scuffle at you.
Yep.
Combat in Ashen Stars is pretty damn deadly. You guys have disruptor pistols. 2 hits against a wussy creature, 1 hit on disruptor pistol will drop them. Nobody really stands up after being phased in Star Trek. 2 hits is usually enough to drop a regular creature. And if you switch them to lethal... then they will gradually disintegrate something.
Can I see the creature well enough to shoot it?
Yo, so it is up, way up in the shadows. It's sort of like dangled its long, gangly arms down from
the
rigging.
Yes, but
I want to
bounce my bullet up and then into the
top. Oh, aha. So this sounds like it. So what we'll do is we'll go around the table. You were readjusting the baryonic flow this round. So you want to bounce it? Why don't you make me you have kinetics?
Kinetics is a technical skill, but then I have shooting as a general ability.
Yeah, that sounds fine. So with kinetics, you can ricochet a bullet back up there if you want to. Okay. Or actually, it's not really a bullet, it's your disruptor beam. But you can, do you switch it to lethal or keep it on stun?
Lethal.
Okay.
I don't work in stun.
All right, fair enough.
punch a hole through my ship.
Roll a shooting.
All right, so yes, roll me a shooting.
All right, I'm going to use 2 of my points as bolded. So that's an 8.
Okay, excellent. Roll me any other d6, please.
2.
2, all right, and we add 1 to that, so you do 3 points of damage to it. The And you hear.
There's more where that came from.
From somewhere in the shadows. What are you doing?
So I'm going to. So we can't actually get a direct line on it. So that's why she bounced the shot, or
You currently do not have a direct line on it. You can try to maneuver around into the darkness to get one if you wish to.
Oh yeah, totally. So. Oh, do we have gravity or no?
Do we currently have gravity?
Yes.
Yes, we currently have gravity.
Okay. Then I just want to, can I dive in, slide across the floor till I'm under it, take a shot, and then just slide into the hole out of its range?
You can absolutely try to do that. Sure. I think that requires an athletics check before your shooting check.
All right, so I'm going to do 2 points in athletics.
Okay.
So that's five.
That's good enough. That's good. Okay.
And I'm going to use 3 points from shooting.
Okay. You don't gain any benefit for hitting the number super high. As long as you hit the success number, you're usually good.
Have you seen me roll dice?
Oh, yes, good point. Yes, I have. Okay.
Seven.
Okay, fantastic. Are you on lethal or are you on...
Oh, of course I'm on lethal.
Of course you are.
I'm guessing my gun nanny doesn't care.
Oh, so your gun nanny actually goes... Class K, target. Eliminate. Eliminate.
The gun nanny?
Yes.
Yes. The gun nanny tells you the damage to your reputation if you shoot somebody who's important.
Funny, I don't have a gun nanny. Yes.
So if you turn it lethal, it warns you of like killing the person. It would not be cool.
It's a great PR tool. Exactly. So roll d6 for me.
That's why you're the head of the corporation. Mm-hmm.
Four. Fantastic. Okay, 5 points.
Well, he has to maintain the dignity of the corporation.
Yeah, I don't.
Shoot the wrong people.
That's exactly true. All right, so you slide underneath it. You get a good shot. You hear it squeal with pain. And two things happen. One is you hear it scuttering away into the darkness. Two is your foot bumps something, which is pulsing and glowing in the darkness. Okay, so here in the cockpit, what do you want to do? You have control over over the propulsion systems. You can you've established your sensors down there, so you can affect what's going on. What do you want to do?
Well, I did a bio scan, right?
Yes. And so you are now tracking this thing, and you're watching on your sensors as it's moving.
What does energy signatures do?
Energy signatures. Does
and I still have to get the ship under control, too.
That is correct, yes. Energy signatures. With this, with handheld or shipboard scanners, you analyze the various energy waves present at a scene, often from a great distance. Spot the presence of non-corporeal beings, pinpoint bent light waves from invisible things. You scan locations.
That sounds like the long-range sensors.
That sounds like long-range and short-range sensors.
Right.
So you can actually use that to tell exactly where it is if you want to.
The creature?
Yes.
I thought you were controlling the ship first.
All right.
Up to you.
I'll get the ship under control.
You sure?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. That is probably a good idea because you are now spinning a fair amount.
I'm going to spend 4 points.
Okay. Fantastic. All right. How do you get the ship under control?
Oh, I'm sure there's like a steering wheel that you have to pull on with brute force.
There absolutely is, as a matter of fact. So you strain.
Because how else would you control a 20,000-ton space?
You are, in fact,
move
correct.
The blue crystal over into the yellow circle.
And in fact, you pull out of the lethal spin. You no longer have to make athletics checks in order to succeed at stuff. And that was just barely high enough to be able to succeed without, even with the being thrown out of your seat last round. Okay, so she's got the ship underneath control. Hayden's got that down.
Assumedly, I know the tubes and stuff that run through the ship like the back of my hand.
Yeah, absolutely. Yep.
Great. Can I vent the baryonic flow exhaust into the tubes where the creature is?
I think that sounds like a fine thing to do. That sounds to me like a systems design role.
Yeah, I would agree.
Do you think so?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay.
Let's spend two on that. Four.
Four is what you needed. Excellent. There's a and you and from above expulsed, is that a word? Flung out of the tube where it was crouching, a alien made out of chitin with long legs and and tendrils on the end of ends of its manipulator things.
Wait, isn't that Zitzix?
No, I have claws, not tendrils. I keep telling you.
Exactly.
Well, when you're molting that time,
yes. hits the ground and rolls, coming back up on one thing that may or may not be a knee. Very nice. You judge from this that approximately 15 seconds from now, the entire ship is going to lose power.
Huh.
What do you want to do?
I'm assuming you got the glowing thing, so I'm pouncing on the monster.
All right.
I'm using my scuffling to go in.
Excellent. Scuffle me. It's already taken a lot of damage from your shots.
Two. So that gives me a 9 total.
That is fantastic. It can't get away from you if it wants to. Roll a d6 for damage, please.
4.
All right. You jump on top of it. You grab it with the front two arms and the back two arms.
Dynamo!
And in fact, you rip it apart. It squeals as it dies hideously.
My job here is done.
Excellent. What do you do?
Forensic anthropology. What is that?
Well, that is a Jagger surf.
I told you that.
Yes.
No.
The glowing ball.
The glowing ball you said my foot hit.
Oh, that, exactly. This is less forensic anthropology and more explosives, actually.
I have that.
Superb. This is something really horribly lethal. When this goes up, it's going to take the entire engine room with it.
Excellent. Preparedness.
Okay.
I pull out my phase dampener to neutralize the explosive.
Excellent. Okay, that sounds great. Roll me a preparedness roll.
I'll spend 3 on that.
Okay, yep.
Thank goodness.
Thank goodness. Excellent. Okay, that's going to give you a bonus on your explosives roll in order to shut it down.
All right.
Well, explosives is a technical, though.
Oh, is it technical? That's right. So, okay. So I think that I'm sure that there is something that you would use for actually disarming it, but with the phase dampener out, you've bought yourself as much time as you need. Do you need to fix this system before you completely lose power?
I sure do.
All right.
Well, I'm going to do what every good engineer does.
Which is
I'm going to take out my, what was it called? A phaser gun? Whatever I've got.
Disruptor pistol.
Disruptor pistol. Uh-huh. Yeah. I'm going to put that into the, to the mega fuse. Uh-huh. I'm just going to turn it on maximum to give us enough juice that I can work and fix the rest of it.
Okay. So you temporarily have enough power to get you going. There's a sudden burst of power up in helm. What, if anything, do you want to do?
Are we still careening towards the planet? Or
pretty close. You bought yourself a few seconds.
All right. I don't want to do that. How do I?
Helm control is piloting stuff.
Yeah.
The ship has a shuttle that you guys could flee into if you think all is doomed.
I don't think all is doomed.
Okay.
I don't know. I guess I still need to get control of the ship.
Can I use my kinetics knowledge to yell up to her? If you spin starboard at 310 degrees, you'll be able to kick us out of the orbit and free of the...
Yes.
Chris, don't...
Because you're getting the momentum of spinning starboard, and then you'll be able to get out, you'll get on a tangent, you'll be able to kick yourself out of the atmosphere.
And then can I use inspiration to figure out how to do that?
So inspiration actually lets you get other people to do what you want them to do.
I see.
I use reassurance. Okay. I'm sure you've got this under control.
Nice. Okay. Yes.
And I can sense trouble.
Yes.
Right?
Yes. So, and in fact, would you like to make me a sense trouble roll?
I need sense trouble.
Yes, I will sense trouble. I'm going to add 2 to that.
Okay.
That's a 6 plus
glorious.
2.
Around the corner of the planet comes the Jagger mothership.
Aha.
So, probably not going that way.
Okay. And we can't enter the Earth's atmosphere.
It's not the Earth.
Or this planet's atmosphere. As in, we can't.
It will
repeat. Or a normal human being couldn't, but I can.
Probably the latter.
Well, then we're going in.
Okay. Going in?
Yeah.
All right, that's a piloting roll, please.
Piloting?
Helm control.
Helm control.
I think this is a good time for you to fix this ship system because she doesn't know that this little last bit of power is all she has.
Right, yeah, let me do that.
Okay.
We're going to add...
Do I know what's wrong? Is it just the...
Of course you know what's wrong. This is your ship. All you have to do is repatch this stuff.
Okay, well, let me just take out the spare dilithium and I'll put that in.
Okay.
I assume that's
I'm assuming landing is going to be hard too, right?
Yes, but we don't have to worry about landing.
All right, I'm going to like just blow it.
I assume that's repair.
Again. Yeah, that sounds repair, yes. All
right, let's...
I'm going to add four.
That whole glowing thing into a missile and send it to the mothership.
I say you assume that. Aren't you the weapons officer?
Mm-hmm.
Six.
All right. Seven. There's a sudden... Suddenly, all the backup power systems come back online, giving you the juice you need.
That's 4 plus 4 is 8.
And you accelerate down into the misty clouds of the planet, with the Jaguar mothership following, but far enough behind to give you at least a moment to escape.
I want to grab the glowing ball
and
go and put it in one of the missiles
and
launch it at the mothership. repower it right before I launch it at the mothership.
Can I make a suggestion?
Uh-huh.
Why don't you put it into the shuttlecraft to make it look like us escaping?
I think we already kicked the shuttlecraft out of there.
And then they might our shuttlecraft. Right, and then they might tractor beam the shuttlecraft in an attempt to catch us.
Ooh, that's so expensive.
But clever! A little less exciting
think
but I don't need to put in a weapon. But
think of the bounty on all of them.
We need proof.
Yes. That is glorious. And on that note, we will stop the demo. Fantastic.
I was just going to use naval tactics to find out where the weakness in their ship was.
And in fact, that is exactly what you should have done.
The trick is always to think three-dimensionally.
You